This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Monday, April 6th, pandemic.news update. Isn't it amazing that the globalists have found out they can get away with almost anything? The bureaucrats and the tyrants, they can command you to do almost anything. You know, part of this, even though the virus is real and the infections are real and the deaths are real, as I've accurately projected, it's all real. But part of this was a test to see what they could get away with. Like, can they make you stand 6 feet apart? Can they ban you from holding a church service? Can they lock you down in your own homes without any uprisings and just hand you a paycheck of fake fiat currency and literally turn you into a slave? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. They have already proven that they can do it and that most people will comply. Now, you see, for me, this is just a personal note. My life hasn't really changed much at all. I still live on a ranch. I still walk miles a day on my ranch. I didn't have a social life before by choice because I don't have any need to waste time in, you know, social interactions. That's not what I do. I spend my time learning and studying and creating and producing and things like that, running the science lab. You know, it's not a social type of thing. So for me, my life has changed not one bit. I still, every day is the same, still doing the same thing. But for a lot of people, their lives have changed dramatically. And I'm curious why so many people have been so compliant with the lockdown orders when we know that we can end the lockdowns by wearing masks and taking zinc and vitamin D and vitamin C and using hydroxychloroquine and maybe ivermectin as well and other things. We don't need the lockdowns anymore. I mean, I was an advocate of the lockdowns early on because we didn't know yet how to stop this virus. Now we know. We can end the lockdowns right now, today, if the right information got into the hands of the American people. But guess what? Oh, the powers that be aren't sharing that information. President Trump won't mention a word about zinc. Not a word. He's all in with Big Pharma now. He's all in with the vaccine industry, with Dr. Fauci, Big Pharma prostitute, vaccine whore, Bill Gates puppet. That's all he is. Dr. Fauci, and Trump's going along with him. Just like, yeah, make everybody a slave. Turn the entire financial system into a giant socialist-run, centrally planned, basically a communist economy. Yeah, Trump's all for it. Let the Fed buy everything. Enslave everyone. Destroy the dollar. Loot the pockets of the hardworking American people. And deprive them of good information about what could stop this virus, such as zinc. And the tech giants just continue their censorship. Trump doesn't say anything about Google censorship anymore. Or Twitter censorship or YouTube censorship. Not a word. Not a word. Why? Why? Because it's all an experiment to see what you're going to go along with. How much of a sheeple are you? And the answer for most people is pretty much full-blown sheeple. Purebred sheeple. It's like people will go along with anything as long as the authorities tell them to do it. Now, if I were locked in an apartment, I would probably be one of those people that would be violating the lockdowns because I would take zinc and vitamin D and vitamin C, and I would wear a mask and I would be responsible, but I would not agree to be a slave. The only reason that it doesn't affect me, like I said, is I live on a ranch anyway. Nothing's different for me. I do all the same daily walks and everything that I used to do. I take care of my farm animals and donkeys. Hey, pretty soon I'm going to have wild dewberries to pick by the gallons. I'm going to be out picking berries, which is a pretty awesome type of operation, frankly. I can't wait to do that. That's going to be a lot of fun. At a time when people are living under quarantine, I'll be out picking berries. Sounds like luxury to me. It sounds like heaven, actually. You know, you pick two and you eat one. Two for the bucket, one for the mouth. You pick berries. But then again, if I were living in a city under a lockdown, I'm not sure how long I could tolerate it, frankly. And so I'm not going to be surprised if there are people or even groups that start having uprisings. Not saying that I condone it, just saying I won't be surprised if it happens. Because how long will people remain obedient to these lockdown orders that are, frankly, technically, medically unnecessary? They're unnecessary now. We know how to beat this, but people want to be slaves. It turns out most people want to be slaves. They have a sheeple mindset, a herd mentality. That's why people don't even think for themselves most of the time. You ask a typical person, what do you think about that subject? And the first thing they do is they check with a friend. Well, what do you think? What's the consensus? Yeah, it's because you're a sheeple, because you're a mindless, brainless, bovine-headed boron. That's a bovine moron hybrid right there, not the element boron, but a brainless, mindless cow human, half hybrid, half cow, half human. You are a boron. And as a boron, you can't think for yourself. You don't even know how. I'm not talking about you listening to this, I'm talking about the masses out there. They can't, they're incapable of thinking for themselves. The only thoughts they have are thoughts that somebody else already planted in their brains. They heard it on the news. And there are just as many brainless people watching Fox News as there are brainless borons watching CNN. They're all the same brainless people. Whatever channel they watch is the belief system they have. None of that came to them on their own. They didn't figure anything out. They don't have any principles. They don't have any basic morals or ethics in which they believe. They are malleable, sheeple, herded cattle, programmable life forms, PLFs, non-player characters, NPCs. That's all they are. And they're running around the world thinking that they are original. Oh, you're original. Because they dye their hair blue or whatever. They wear a rainbow tie. Oh, you're original. Everyone should be an individual original. You're not original. You're just like every other brainwashed person. Again, not talking to you listening to this, but the clueless masses. Not original at all. It's carbon copies. Practically clones. Maybe we're in the Clone Wars. Like, what was that? Star Wars Episode 3 or something. We're in the Clone Wars here. The clones, though, have all agreed to be locked down in their own homes because they've been ordered to by the authorities that are depriving them of the knowledge to end the lockdowns. It's amazing. Humanity wants to be enslaved. You almost begin to understand why Bill Gates just wants to kill off everybody. What's the point of having a bunch of clueless clones and morons and bovines? Bill Gates is just going to load up the vaccines with all kinds of deadly toxins and infertility chemicals, shrink your nutsack, make you not be able to have babies, give you spontaneous abortions and a neurological lobotomy. And he's just laughing endlessly. He's like, who's dumb enough to take this vaccine? Turns out almost everybody is. That's the test that Bill Gates is running on the world. If you're dumb enough to take the coronavirus vaccine, the globalists think you probably deserve to die. I'm not sure they're totally wrong about that, by the way. We'll just have to wait and see where this goes, but my goodness, get your head on straight, folks. This, what's happening right now, it is a test for humanity. You are being tested. And if you fail the test, you die. There you go. That's it. Pandemic.news is where you can find out more and maybe discover some human freedom, by the way. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, an original thinker, not just thinking outside the box. I smash the box. I rip it apart atom by atom. I turn the box into carbon and hydrogen. That's what I do. There is no box. The box is an illusion. Nothing but orbiting electron shells. There is no box, folks. And the sooner you figure that out, the more chance you have of surviving all this. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.